This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Could I call you Roll? Is that what I go with?
That feels weird. Tucker's good.
Tucker. Okay.
Yeah.
Tucker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's really great to see you today. It's fun to have an interview with you.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Your history is, I assume it's well known with the starting your rap career, changing your college roommates, left some guitars behind or something.
Wow, yes.
You taught yourself?
Yes, it's all true.
Okay.
I usually keep the rap part a secret, but. But you said it, so I'm sorry.
Do you really try to?
No.
Okay. So my question is, you started rapping, mm-hmm. and at some point you made the decision, no, I'm going to do this kind of music.
Yeah.
Most people, if they're going to rap, they give it their all, and they live and die, and if it works, it works, and if it doesn't, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
How did that change happen? Most people don't go, you know what? I'm going to do some really nice pop romantic music.
Yeah. The thing is, I was in Pittsburgh for school. I was living in Pittsburgh when I discovered this DIY version of making music,
uh-huh.
Where you could do it from, inside your dorm with a microphone and a laptop. And
is that Logic Pro the
yes
production suite that you use?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I guess the reason is because the music scene in Pittsburgh is pretty much rap. It's that is the music scene, and it's amazing, and there's amazing artists there, and a lot of hometown pride and everything. And I just wanted to, I felt like an outsider because I was coming from Maine, and I just kind of wanted to be a part of that.
Right.
And I, to my surprise, I was being kind of embraced in that music scene. But I think I just wanted to be a part of it. So that's why I started making music through rap.
When did you meet Mac Miller, was it?
So that was after. So
afterwards.
Then I kind of started playing around with melody and singing and fell in love with that. And that felt more me. It just felt more natural, I guess. And I put out my first EP under the name Role Model. And it was kind of in that world. It was kind of hip hop influence, but it was melodic and it was singing. And there were guitars and actual some music to it, and that caught the attention of Mac and his manager at the time, because they were just very kept an ear to everything Pittsburgh, because that's where they're from, and
right,
so they caught wind of it and liked it.
Did writing rap lyrics help you write lyrics for the music you're doing now?
No, to
Didn't
be honest
at all.
I don't think so. I loved writing though, in general, throughout school, that from a young age, that was the only thing I felt good at or felt any enjoyment from in school. And so I liked writing, and I don't know. I think I don't think there was a lot of honesty when I was writing rap music.
What's the biggest lie you told in your rap song?
I don't know specifically, because I think I've blocked that out of my mind, but I just think that I was just being very exaggerative, if that's
right.
A word, and
all rap is.
Right, right. But I didn't have anything to show for it, so.
And what was the transition from, did you have people that liked you as a rapper that then you said, here's the music I'm doing now, and they went,
yeah.
What?
Liked as a rapper, I don't know. That might be a strong word. I had support from friends, I guess. I think they just thought it was cool that I was making music. But no, I think as soon as I switched up my sound and started experimenting with just singing and melody, it immediately started working on the internet, on SoundCloud and stuff, and started to gain, I guess, a fandom.
Did you use TikTok as well?
It wasn't around back then.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. But SoundCloud feels like it's,
that was,
I guess, sort of like TikTok is now, where exactly. It's hard to get noticed really because there's so many people on it.
Yeah, and that was that's exactly what it was. It was like, that was the point of discovery for people and for probably like A&Rs and labels. It was SoundCloud. And that's where you were finding these like DIY underground artists making songs in their bedroom. Now it is TikTok, and like you can just take a video yourself and show a song that you wrote. But it was the same thing. I think it had the same effect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's back then.
Tell me about Sally. Is that a person?
It is a person. The name Sally is not the name of said person.
Oh, but there is a person behind the song.
Behind the song, of course.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The music video, you seem to be confusing a lot of people in a mall.
Yes, yes. Embarrassing myself.
He was singing, and for those of you that haven't seen it, he was singing and dancing in a mall, jumping on couches, going up, down elevators. Mm-hmm. And there was one guy who was sitting on a couch, and you jumped up with your feet, and you started dancing, and he just got up and left immediately.
Right. Yeah, and notice that was one of the few faces that we had blurred, because after every take, we would have to go and chase them down.
Oh, right.
To get a release form and be like, hey, we're filming a video. And I was very surprised at how many yeses we got and how many signatures and how many people were just okay with being in some random music video of a kid.
Because those people hadn't heard of you or your music yet.
Because I wasn't going up, but the crew, we had like three people that would go and chase him down.
Right.
And I think their pitch was just like, hey, we were filming a music video. I think you were in it a little bit. Could we just get a release form so that
That's
we can
nice.
Show your face?
And that guy's just ran away?
I think he
Is
wasn't
he still,
so.
Are they still running after him?
Yeah, they're still chasing him. They're still chasing him.
Well, it's a great song. Thank it is you. A great album. You have a lot of tracks on this album.
Yeah.
Now, did you think about making two different ones?
No, I honestly, like, the deluxe wasn't, I was pretty content with the album and we didn't have a plan for a deluxe, but I think once the album was out and it had decent like perception, like people liked it and it was doing well, and I was like kind of taken aback by that. And so one, I wanted to continue it, but also I was looking ahead and being like, we have a year of touring pretty much nonstop. I know myself. I know I get bored.
Right.
And so it would be nice to start working on a deluxe to keep me excited about performing these songs for a year or more. And
the new songs that you write as you're touring, do you work them in?
Yeah, exactly. So there were like, whether it was on the road or in like a little window of time in between the two months of touring. Just trying to get as much done as possible and like extend the world of like the original album without saying the same thing twice.
How is it opening for Gracie Abrams?
It's amazing. I don't think I'd want to, now having toured with her, I don't think I'd ever want to do it with anyone else.
Really?
But it was just special because she was one of the first people I met when I moved out here, which was like end of 2018, beginning of 2019. She was kind of in this circle of people that I had first signed to. And I had moved here right before she put out her first song and EP, Minor, and was already a massive fan. And it was cool to be able to have seen her from the very beginning all the way through her career, and then to be able to just be invited to go see her show every night and open for it.
And it seems like the fans are relatively the same.
There is more of a crossover than I thought there would be. And her fandom is like the sweetest people ever and very inviting. I think sometimes it can be daunting to like have to win over a crowd.
Yeah, because no one's there to see you.
Exactly.
Really.
And then her, but that was just very different. It was like the most inviting people, engaging, and it kind of did what like an opening a tour is supposed to do, I guess. And it helped create this like crossover. And then we were like, let's do it again next summer.
Did you one time say, I have a rap song I'd like to sing for you?
Nope. Nope. I don't think I've ever said that, ever.
Do you dislike your rap stuff?
Yeah, I do. It's off the internet. It's gone.
I looked for it. I couldn't find
it. Yeah, it was under a different name. And I scrapped that.
I looked under Dillis. I couldn't find that.
Wow, you know.
What was the one before that?
That was it.
No, it wasn't. Was there it. Was a name before that.
I forget. My memory.
You are
bad.
A liar.
My memory is not serving me right now. But the current album is really great, though. I think everyone should listen to that.
The current album is really great, and everyone should listen to that. Thank you very much, Tucker, for taking the time. We appreciate it. Thank you. Role Model on K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.